from Korea?
No, we classify them as foreigners. If they come over here as immigrants and they are not naturalized, then they're considered aliens until they receive their naturalization papers. And of course, that requires a period of 7 years. You make an application for citizenship as soon as you hit the American soil. And it takes 7 years to get it. You may live here 7 years and not apply for it, but you still can't get it on the basis of the fact you've been here 7 years. You've got to get it from the seventh year of your application. The application must have been in process for 7 years. And then after 7 years, you become a naturalized citizen of American soil.
So you call them aliens?
Yeah, they're called aliens as long as they live here and they have been naturalized.
Okay.
And they of course they have immigration laws, so many can come over at the time.
Okay, now how about written terms for American Indians?
Well, now the American Indians are classified under different groups, under different heads. You know, we have them different names, the Cherokees and...
If you heard of any slang?
No, I'm only calling them the red men.
Okay. How about Roman Catholics?
Well, how are they classified?
Not necessarily how they're classified, but if you've heard any joking expressions about these groups?
No, I haven't heard anything about them. They're just Roman Catholics, all I know. Okay. The Catholic is a slave and faith.
How about Jews?
Jews are classified as Jews. I haven't heard anybody call anything other than Jews.
Okay.
And they are very popular when it comes to discussions. They're the topic of discussion always. I mean, in Sunday school classes and things like that.
How about Germans?
I haven't heard them call Germans anything other than Germans.
Okay, Italians?
Well, they call them Dagos.
Okay.
Now, that's the only one that I know that they call him, he's a Dago, and I don't know what that means.
Poles?
The what?
Polish? Poles?
No, I haven't heard them call them anything.
Okay. Russians?
No more than this. Russians.
Okay. Czechs?
Czechoslovakia. Mm-hmm. No, I am
not. How about Lithuanians?
As far as Christians are concerned, that's the way they're classified. I haven't heard anything from them.
Okay. Englishman?
Well, if an Englishman, he's classified as an American or something like that. Sometimes they call them that.
Any terms for Irishman?
No, I haven't.
Scots? Scottish people?
No, they just call them Scottish. Mm-hmm. The Scots.
French?
From Scotland. The French ones are just Frenchmen.
Okay. And Cajuns from Louisiana?
No, I am heard them call them that.
Greeks?
No more than Grecians.
Okay. Cubans?
No more than Cubans.
How about Puerto Ricans? You said you went to school with some.
Well, they were up there. They were called Puerto Ricans. That's what they classified themselves. Yes. I never heard a nickname for that.
Okay. Mexicans?
The same way with the Mexicans.
And Scandinavians?
Scandinavians.
And how about Canadians?
Well, they're classified as Canadians, too.
Okay. What about whites? Just any derogatory term or anything you...
For white?
Yeah.
No, well, now, they are divided, you know, they call all, I mean, the white is made up of so many different people, like the Jews and the Irish people and all those people, they're classified as white, but they still have those names, they follow the names of their countries, and just like the American white man, now, he's white man, but he's an American. That's a white man, but he's Scandinavian.
Mm-hmm.
That's a white man, but he came from Germany, something like that.
Do you have any, have you heard of any joking terms about whites, or bad terms?
No more than they're being dictatorial and domineering.
Do you have any words that were used or you've heard used now about whites?
Not necessarily. I haven't heard them.